All right, what's up, everyone? Mark here, and welcome to The Blueprint, which is running on Behind the Human. This is a limited 7-part series with 10-minute episodes or less, each designed to build one real piece of your mental fitness blueprint. This is episode 2. We're going to be focusing on setting your season and that 90-day outcome. So let's go. Quick recap though, last time you got your baseline, 7 numbers, your highest, your lowest, basically your mental fitness scores and so forth. If you haven't done that yet, you have to go back and do, or you have to go do episode 1. This is definitely a sequential series. Each step builds the next step to the plan. So go back to episode 1 if this is the first time you're tuning in. Everything's labeled so you can find it easily. And if you did do that, welcome back. And here we go. So we are going to focus on something that I would say a lot of people, or most people, actually skip completely, frankly, when it comes to this kind of work. And that's really just deciding specifically what the next 90 days are actually for. And this is the part that most people miss: how you want to mentally show up during those 90 days. Like, you can set all the goals you want, but if you're going to just like fight through and feel miserable along the way, I guarantee you're not thinking at your best, and you're definitely not seeing what other people can see who are not doing it in that order or fashion. So let's go. So today, you know, isn't really, it's not about just one goal. It's actually, we're going to focus on 2, and they're going to be stacked on top of each other. The first is the outcome. So that professional thing that you want to be true over the next 90 days. And then the second, like I said, most people don't talk about this, but how do you want to feel while you're building towards it? Okay, that's exactly, it's exactly why, or one of the reasons why, that when you hit a goal, you hit the number or whatever the thing is, and it often doesn't feel like winning, because you're missing the other part of the equation around, like, how do you want your body to feel, your mind to feel as you go through the process of achieving that objective? Okay, so why 90 days? Why 90 days versus 6 months or a year, let's say? First of all, a year's too abstract to act on today. Why not 30? I mean, too short to actually change anything real. 90, I find, over years of trial and error and working with leadership teams, C-suite teams, and employees across the whole organization, 90 days is often the sweet spot. It's usually also really works well within those kind of business review cadences that we're used to when it comes to running businesses, where we check in after, you know, 90 days and so forth. So it just, it gives us enough time to spot and see our patterns. And then it also allows us to, gives us the flexibility that we're not just locked in for now until the rest of eternity, which is another area where I often see goals really fall apart, especially when it comes to mental fitness. It's like, yeah, I want to meditate from now until all of eternity. And then you drop off, and it's too much to think like that. So we'll just build everything into a nice 90-day sprint. And then when we get to the end, we can do a bit of a review and audit and make changes. Okay, layer 1, your professional outcome. One sentence, one outcome for the next 90 days, not a list. If everything else stayed exactly the same and only one thing moved forward, what would make the whole season worth it? That's the question to focus on. What's the thing you keep circling back to in your head, even when you're supposed to be thinking about something else? That's your outcome. Say it out loud, one sentence. Grow the business? Isn't. That's just a category. Get specific. So what's that one outcome that really makes sense for you? Layer 2, this is your mantra. This is the intention. And again, this is what almost nobody does, but except for, I'd say, the top 5%. This is the part that separates everything from other goal setting exercises. And I've done tons of those myself. It's not the outcome. It's the feeling and the energy behind the outcome. When that outcome is real, how do you want to feel walking through an ordinary Tuesday? Confident, right? Lighter, steady. Pick a word or a short sentence to describe the feeling and the energy you want behind you and your season while you're working on that outcome. And here's why this matters. You can hit the outcome and still feel like garbage the whole way through, right? Burned out, just stressed out, resentful, anxious. The mantra is what you're protecting. So write it down somewhere. You'll see it daily, and that you can remind yourself of how you want to show up in every particular day, frankly, for the next 90 days. We need those reminders, right? Because if we don't come back to the, not just the goal, but the reminder of the energy behind it, then life and society and the outside world will put us on a track that is opposite to where we want to be. Because we just know by, in terms of the content and the news and everything that's out there, we're going to be in this anxious kind of survival state, fear-based headlines, just things to just grab our attention all the time and throw us off our focus. That is, unfortunately, the default operating pattern for most people. And that's because that's how society is functioning. And that's what we're surrounded with. And this is a way to put up a bit of a defense system and keep us in that zone of genius, in that flow state, in the pocket where things actually thrive. The next big thing, and this is important, is where both of these layers meet. And that's a 30-second visualization. So as long as you can do this safely and you're not driving or anything like that, I would just invite you to close your eyes, put yourself at the end of the 90 days. So it's day 90, your outcome landed, but don't just picture the result. Picture how you feel walking through that ordinary day. Are you actually there? The word you picked, right? Steady, lighter, flowing, whatever it was for you, pull up that word. If the outcome's there, but the feeling isn't, that's useful information. It means the plan needs to adjust around the mantra, not just the metric. And you can hold both of those together. That's the real target. So I want you to just think of how you felt while you were going through that visualization. Did the feeling align with the goal? And if not, then pick a different outcome or pick a different feeling and then go through that process again. Put yourself at the very end of your season. And does it feel intuitively fantastic? Does it feel good? I first heard about this or this concept from a billionaire founder. And he uses this kind of visualization technique, projecting himself 3 months or 6 months in the future all the time to determine how do I feel having made the decision about something that's important. And if anything intuitively feels off, then the answer is no. And we can do the same thing in setting the goal and our intention. We just need to take literally 30 seconds, right, to slow down and do that kind of work. Okay, so your only job or the only homework is to write down the clear statement, your outcome, your professional objective you're working towards, and then the mantra, the energy, the intention that is backing that objective, and have that clearly laid out on the same page that you wrote down the information around your mental fitness scores, those 7 critical pillars. Next episode, we're going to get into your actual operating plan. So not just whether you get stressed, but how specific wiring shows up under pressure and what actually restores you versus what just looks like self-care from the outside. Now, if you want to skip ahead and you want this built for you, worth noting, you can head over to blueprint.mchampagne.com. And I built some tech to help go through this whole process. It takes 15 minutes. And builds your whole plan for you. And you'll have your mental fitness scores, your operating pattern, your practices, your reset protocol, sustainability strategies, daily questions and practices to keep you accountable. And since you're here and you're part of the community, make sure that you use the coupon POD50. That's POD50 at checkout for 50% off. And if not, though, I'll see you for episode 3.